Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Get it popping already?
Yeah, we get it popping.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. It is Thursday, one day closer to the weekend.
Yeah.
Look who's in the house tonight.
Ricky.
What up, Slick Rick?
What up?
We got to say what up to our peoples in L.A. too. Heidi and Frank, what's up with y'all?
Hello. Hey, Ricky.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Well, get ready to clutch your pearls, because later in the show, Cardi B has a message for all the haters out there.
Yeah.
Plus, Chris Pratt talks about his divorce for the first time ever. But first, Time Magazine, you know what they've done?
What?
They revealed this year's 100 most influential people, and they got a little bit of everybody on the board.
Okay.
Any of us? Did any of us make it?
Not this time.
Almost. We were close.
We were close.
Are we at least on the website version?
Yo, Tiffany Haddish actually made the list.
Congrats.
She is the comedian's Cardi B.
That's right.
No doubt.
She ready.
And not only did she make the list, she's actually on one of six covers. The other covers feature Jennifer Lopez, Nicole Kidman, tennis star Roger Federer, and Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella.
Nice.
And they also got the Me Too movement found Tarana Burke on there as well.
Yes, love Tarana.
So they're covering all their bases. It's like a different list of categories of pioneers, artists, leaders, icons, and titans. But Tiffany tops the pioneer list.
Pioneer. Right. Isn't that something that they didn't put her in the artist category?
Yeah, because she kind of can dabble in both.
For sure.
Other names on the list include Cardi B, the Parkland, Florida students who survived that shooting, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, Oprah, titan, Donald Trump, because it's...
Why?
He's the first orange president,
Portia. He's a pioneer.
Jeez.
Orange is the new wax.
Citrus face ass.
Well, Justin Theroux has a new lady friend.
Yes. This is Jennifer Aniston's ex, right?
Yes, Jennifer's ex. He was spotted in New York with a 25-year-old model named Erica Cardenas.
Oh.
And she... Don't you just love them when they're that age?
Who doesn't?
No, they're saying that Justin and Erica, they chatted and they laughed and they grabbed coffee and then they hugged and there's no romantic relationship. It says here that Erica is just a friend from the gym.
I bet she is.
Like, if you're my ex-husband and we just got divorced, don't be seen this damn happy.
Don't be seen with a girl
this gorgeous. I mean, she is drop dead
gorgeous.
She's just
a friend. Just a friend.
Fat ass was fat. Now you got a gym friend that looks like that.
This is the type, the type that I think would drive any ex-wife crazy. Because she has that, crazy Glenn Close hair.
But Erica looked like she has some black in her, too, though. She's definitely black.
That's a black woman.
And she's getting a little light in her, too, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Well, in the new Netflix cartoon series, Spy Kids Mission Critical, the black kid is voiced by a white kid who thinks he's the right fit for the role.
That's interesting.
Yeah, Canadian actor Travis Turner was asked if he's worried about receiving criticism for voicing a black character, and he said no because he thinks he can relate. Okay, so I don't think he should be criticized personally, but I want to criticize the damn casting agency. There are enough African-American kids to use instead of getting a white kid to play a black kid.
But
that
acting
is a little
acting,
weird.
And it's voice acting. If you can nail the part and fit the tone that they're looking for, it is what it is. Frank Welker played Megatron, and he clearly was not a robot.
robot.
But that's a freaking robot. We responded, if they want, they can say whatever. I actually come from an urban background.
Oh.
I lived in motels. What I'm trying to say is I relate to the urban community.
Because that's where all us urban folk are from.
I lived at the Days Inn when I was a little baby.
What? Yeah. I was at the Red Inn, me and my family.
Motel
Red Roof.
Of
course, the Red Roof.
Oh, what is it? You know she lied. What I call it, the Red Inn. Sorry, I was rich. I can't relate.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We've got some big news. Big, big news. Brandi Glanville and Leanne Rimes are friends.
Ooh!
I know!
Yes,
they are.
Okay, this is pretty big.
Yeah. No, it is big. Now, you'll remember that Brandi Glanville was married to Eddie Cibrian, who is now Leanne Rimes' husband, and Leanne Rimes was basically cheating with Eddie. Eddie was cheating on Brandi Glanville. So they had a horrible relationship for a lot of years, maybe like 10 years or so. Well, she wrote, quote, "The three of us sat and talked for hours, hashed everything out, and the feud with Leanne Rimes and Eddie and I is over. They will not be getting rid of me on any holidays. Hashtag modern family."
How much y'all want to bet Brandi is now in a relationship and she's happy? That's what it is. When you're single and you are constantly seeing him and her posting your kids and all that, it gets on your nerves. But then when you get in a relationship where you're happy, you're like, let's love. Everybody love everybody.
There's enough for everyone.
Yeah.
Well, Nick Offerman says Megan Mullally is the most sexy woman alive when she doesn't wear this. And we'll be back later in the show and we'll tell you exactly what that is.
Bye, guys.
Bye for now, Atlanta.
Moving on, Cardi B has a message for all you haters out there.
Today, I'm going to give the haters exactly what they want, okay? Hey, everybody. Can y'all please stop watching my videos? Can you guys please stop talking about me? Can you guys please stop listening to my music? I deserve to be a stripper. My mom don't deserve to live in a crib. My child don't deserve to have a good life. I don't deserve no money. There y'all go. Yeah, I got it. I said it out my mouth. I hope this made y'all talk about me richer. I hope this y'all blow it up. I hope this make y'all happy. I'm just trying to make everybody's dreams come true, even my haters. There you go.
I freaking love her. I think she is God sent. She is what we need in the world. She is what we need in hip hop. She is what we need in pop culture. She represents how I feel. I am Cardi B.
Right. I'm
Cardi B.
I too am Cardi B.
So, I mean, a lot of people expect her to be like Rihanna or Beyonce because they don't respond.
But the thing about Beyonce is she doesn't respond as in going to comments and report back or go on Twitter and tweet anything. It's like you'll see subtle clapbacks in her music or what she's doing.
That's because
so she has her way of clapping back. Yeah.
They're vets. They've been in this game for a long time, so they figured out how to handle it. Cardi B right now is just getting at everybody to say something she don't like, and that's who she is, and that's what she do. So, and that's why we love her for keeping it 100.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I love that about her.
Stay just like that, Cardi.
Don't change,
girl. Keep giving them heat, girl. Put that pressure on them.
Yeah.
Remember the hotel room? She was like, I don't know who been smoking in this hotel, but they trying to put me out of my room, and it wasn't me. You could smell in the hallway. Everybody must have been smoking, but not in my room. All right, y'all. Up next, love him or hate him, you can't deny that Justin Bieber is a talented musician, and he took to Instagram to show off his first love, the drums.
Somebody playing the bongos. Yeah. It's so sexy to me.
Sonny's even the dude at church, you can't hear him. Can't hear the one at church, though.
You can't hear him, but it's something about how they just be just concentrating and just beating it and beating it.
And he looked cute playing him,
and he's
too.
He's so zoned in.
Yeah. And he was on beat. He was doing some good cadences. Yeah.
He is welcome to Wakanda.
Yeah.
Justin.
Yeah.
You are welcome. Yes, brother. Okay.
Down with that.
Yes.
Coming up, are Cookie and Lucius getting back together? We're going to break down last night's crazy episode of Empire right after the break.
This
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Yes, honey. Last night on Empire, honey, Cookie had a heart-to-heart with Lucian. Now, this queen told him that she loved him and then claimed that she wanted and deserved this.
I don't want half of what's yours. I need to share what's ours. I want to be your partner in business and in life. I need your respect, Lucius.
Cookie. I respect you and appreciate you more than anything in life.
What they doing? Hold on.
What that mean?
I don't know. The way he caught her hands when it was right here, that let you know he love her, but he not gonna let her be a part of the business. That's a no.
So Portia and Ricky, when you guys get together, Portia, are you gonna want half of Ricky's break with entertainment? And Ricky, are you gonna want half of Portia's go naked hair empire?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes.
Wigs, eyelashes, bras, draws, everything. Damn right.
You can happily have half of mine if I can happily have half of yours.
Absolutely. Well,
what?
I got a deal.
What?
So are they gonna kiss like Lucius and Cookie did?
Well, that's not a part of the deal.
Yeah, that's a part of the deal.
No!
You gotta kiss before you know what you're gonna get yourself into.
Can I get my half first?
No, okay.
No, she need to kiss you.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Ooh, making me
hot. Hot and steamy in here, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
That's life imitating art.
Well, it's been 4 months since Chris Pratt and Anna Faris announced they were splitting up. Anna has since moved on with cinematographer Michael Barrett, and Chris, who's still presumably single, has remained quiet about their divorce until now. Mm. He told Entertainment Weekly, "Divorce sucks, but at the end of the day, we've got a great kid who's got two parents who love him very much, and we're finding a way to navigate this while still remaining friends and still being kind to one another."
Well, that's good for them.
Isn't that sweet? If
it
it's
is.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like a
statement.
Right. So, Portia and Ricky, what's the single most worst thing about divorce, since y'all both been divorced?
Splitting up the kids. I had to literally split my son in half.
I would have to say the worst part about divorce is not being able to wear the ring anymore.
Girl, you can wear that ring.
Because I liked wearing the ring because it warded off other men. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it wasn't that big anyway.
Oh, it was pretty damn big.
You can wear it on a different finger.
No, you got to have it on this finger in order for men to leave you alone. But see, when you don't have a ring on, then they always approaching you, et cetera, et cetera.
I didn't wear a ring anyway.
You didn't?
We never. What about wearing the name? I mean, you can't wear the name anymore neither because if you're divorced.
No, some women do. I just happened to change mine back to Williams, but I wasn't. I was going to keep Stewart.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do keep their marital last name.
I mean, why?
Well, it depends on how rich your husband was.
That's true. If you marry a Kennedy, you're never going to let the Kennedy go.
No, ma'am.
Exactly. There you go. Oh,
exactly.
Right. Legacy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes. Stewart.
All right, what's up, Gary? Hey, Janet Jackson made a big announcement for the first time in over 10 years. Janet is doing this.
Hey, you guys, I got some really exciting news. I'm looking for dancers to dance with me on some really cool upcoming projects.
This is open to you.
To you.
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 To you.
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 And you.
To everyone.
Everyone.
All ethnicities.
All sizes.
You name it. I want to see it all.
All right, Gary, here's your big shot.
Mm-hmm. Janet, can I audition with you?
Where's she at? I'm Janet today. You got jokes.
And where is Janet walking by herself, like, just out walking?
Right.
I ain't never seen Janet Jackson just walking out in the street like that. She is a Jackson.
She is not alone. Trust me.
I'm sure she probably have Jermaine Dupri filming that.
I don't know. The camera angle was a little tall.
You always got it.
All right, coming up, Amy Schumer told Ellen all about her sex life in front of her mom. We'll show you the hilarity after the break. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Amy Schumer is out promoting her new movie, I Feel Pretty. In fact, she'll be hanging out with our friend Andrew Freund on tomorrow's episode of Dish Nation, so make sure you tune in for that. But first, in the meantime, she was on Ellen, and Ellen got her to play a pretty hilarious game of burning questions.
Craziest place you've had sex?
My
Who's your favorite Kardashian and why?
Ooh, they change, but right now, Kim right now. I think it's really cool that she's started to help out with trying to end gun violence.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good for her. My spouse gives the best I just have to tell everyone, her mom is in the audience listening to all
right.
of these. Your mom is just... Did you forget?
I did forget. Can I take this stuff about the butt and everything back?
No.
No?
No. I think she's heard worse. I think...
Trust me.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. The last lie you told.
Who my favorite Kardashian was.
Who knew Ellen's show get that raw?
Ricky, where's the craziest place you've had sex?
The beach.
That's not
the
crazy.
The beach, that's not crazy.
Crazy?
No.
That's sexy.
Out in the sand.
Oh, you got sand in your butt?
Yeah.
No. That ain't no good thing for no woman either.
Okay. A grainy no.
Oh, no. I ain't trying to get exfoliated out here, okay? What about you, Headcrack? Craziest place for sex?
Radio station bathroom.
Was it all right.
No wonder, no wonder we had dead air that day. We was supposed to be running the board, man. We missed all the commercials. Yeah, we got suspended behind that crack.
Ooh.
All right, y'all, who's ready for a deal?
I am.
Well, check this out. You're going to love this. These are the QFX foldable Bluetooth headphones. See, check that out right
there.
They got a Bluetooth range of up to 30 feet or an auxiliary input for using wired devices. And not only that, they got a built-in mic with a call ID so you can take phone calls on the go. Plus, since it's light and foldable, you can store it anywhere with ease.
Okay, these look super sleek and expensive. How much are they?
Normally, you'd have to give blood and pay as much as $50. But for the Dish Nation fam, they're only $25.
Oh!
Hey.
Oh, that's a deal.
You already know the destination for this creation. Go to mortisave.com. Coming up, Nick Offerman says Megan Mullally is the most sexy woman in the world when she does this. Find out what after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, we always get to see Megan Mullally all made up and coiffed on Will and Grace because she plays Karen Walker. So she's always...
You have to be.
Yeah, so she's all done up. But in People Magazine's Beautiful issue, which hits stands this Friday, we get to see Megan absolutely makeup free because she says her husband, Nick Offerman, prefers her without makeup. And Megan says, quote, "He tells me every minute that I'm the most beautiful, sexy, incredible woman in the world," which couldn't possibly be true, but it's nice. So we know what she looks like all done up, obviously, but this is her no makeup on whatsoever.
And she's cute as hell.
She's cute as hell. She actually looks younger than she does with makeup on, and she's, keep in mind, 59 years old, almost 60 years old, and she looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks good anyway, but to be almost 60.
I'm with Nick on this, too. I mean, as far as, like, preferring your lady a certain way.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, my lady's natural beauty. She doesn't really wear any makeup. I mean, if I request any, it's always like, could you, you know, something around the eyes, because she has big eyes. You know, her eyes, they pop. I'm like, so, you know, could you wear some mascara so it can really, like, define the tears running down your face
you
during
You do like a girl with mascara
making?
Tears, yeah.
Oh, that. Nothing turns me on like mascara tears.
Well, the show's over, but just remember to go to morningsave.com to see today's deal.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.